Creepy Crawlies are short horror story bits collected from across the web, and I am your host, welcoming you to episode 15, titled Neighbor. I used to live in a small building downtown. One of the reasons I moved out was the bad neighborhood, including this guy in the apartment right over mine. He was a weird-looking fella who mostly kept to himself. Around midnight, though, there was frequently a strange noise that got on my nerves. It wasn't loud, to be fair, but I am a very light sleeper, so it was hard to get my eyes shut with those little bumping sounds going on and on. It reminded me of high heels walking about, but not as loud, as if the person causing the noise was actually trying to be silent. After a few days, I realized the pattern was always the same. Like a recording playing over and over, with random intervals in between. And that went on for the best part of a year. Always the same sequence of bumps, slowly tattooed into my mind. Sometimes for hours straight during the night. It was only several years later, while helping my daughter with her homework, that I learned a little bit of Morse code. She knocked on the table with her knuckles, and a shiver immediately went through my spine as I recognized the exact pattern. When I asked her what it meant, she laughed. "It is the easiest one, Daddy," she said. "It's the one to call for help." The short horror story bit reminds me of the movie Rosemary's Baby, a classic horror drama movie from 1968. Don't let the date fool you, this movie still holds its own in 2018. It also paved the way for many devil worship movies that came along. Rosemary's Baby is about a couple who move into a New York City apartment building with odd pestering neighbors. Rosemary then becomes pregnant, isolated, and little by little paranoid and afraid for the safety of her mysteriously conceived unborn child.